Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Should we start? Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. First off, you have to give a proper karsh tov to all fellow counselors for all your help. Serious, Mesiras Nefesh, for the past 3 days. It was an experience, Baruch Hashem. But we did it, and we did it b'simcha. Nothing was perfect. Nothing's perfect. I think there's a song when I remember in high school, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, and no trip is perfect. But we did great. And I'm proud to be part of the team, Baruch Hashem. So thank you so much. I'm going to dedicate today's shir in honor of my wife's grandfather's yard site. His name is Pinchas Aryeh ben Rav Moshe. He was a survivor, Holocaust survivor, who lost his entire family besides a brother. And today is his yard site. Today is a special yard site because it's the first yard site where he is in Gan Eden with his wife. Last year, my wife's grandmother passed away. So I was thinking about, at the end of the day, like, a yard site's always special, but there's a specific thing when, I don't know, I've never seen anything in the Svarim where someone's spouse, it's a tremendous thing. And just to tell you one quick word about him, my wife's speaking on Shabbos. She's a Shabbos speaker, even though she's very upset about that Jeremy basically forced her into doing it, but that's not for now. But he was in the yeshiva called the Lublin Yeshiva. Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Yomi. So to get into that yeshiva, you needed to know 400 daf by heart. 400 daf. He like ran away from like his house just to get into the yeshiva. And just a very, very simple and a very, just a person who just lived his life with emunah even after experiencing Gehenna on this earth. So he should be a man social for us and all the Jewish people. And I think actually his life story actually very much connects to the topic of today. So last week we did Nasan and now we're back to Rav Simon Shlita. He calls this Ma'ilas Hashi'ifa Ba'avodas Hashem, the greatness of desire, of yearning in serving Hashem. Just to give you a little background, where what basically today's topic is going to be, you know, last week we spoke about being normal, not being, you know, not trying to take upon too much too soon. Today is basically going to be, I don't want to say the opposite, but it's basically going to be a different element of our Avodas Hashem. We know that the Ramban tells us the number one midah that a person should have, the number one midah is humility. Humility is the number one midah, and obviously, the anti that, right, the Vilna Gaon says this, the Or HaTzadikim says this, that the worst midah to have, the opposite of humility, is arrogance, gaiva. And this is not just something that I'm saying, this is the first paragraph. He writes from the Geras Ramban, right, we know, you guys know that the letter that Ramban wrote to his son before leaving Eretz Yisrael, that the number one midah is to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, Barosh Sulam HaMidas HaTovos, Shemano Chachmeinu Chazal, Omdom Midas HaNova, Hi HaMidah HaTova Mikol HaMidas HaTovos. The best midah to have, or the hardest midah I would say, is the midah of humility. You get 100 on a test, you get a nice text from a parent, whatever, it's very easy to feel good about yourself. It's important to know, not to say not that you're not very important here, and this is where we're going to get here, the difference. Humility is not saying I'm nothing. The humility is realizing that you are something, but if you're a good counselor, if you're a good accountant, if you're a good friend, if you're a good mother or daughter, you realize that Hashem gave you that ability. It's not me, it's Hashem. Yet, that there's no such thing in Judaism as feeling down about yourself. That's the Yitzhahara, that's Ein Shem Yesh L'Ol Midah, that's not who we are. Humility is realizing who you are, all your strengths come from Hashem. That's humility. So you're going to say, Mirzov, you just told me that Gaiva is the worst thing, and it's not just me, it's Gemara and Sota, seven lines up from the top, all the way on the left side, underline. Kemaimer Chazal, see, you got very good, very good, very excited here, my underlines. Omar Rav Chizvei Temer Amar Ukva, Kol Odom Ashish Bogosas Ruach, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani V'hu Yechon Lader Ba'olam. The Gemara and Sota says, Hashem says, me, an arrogant person, cannot live in the same world. I know a lot of arrogant people, sometimes myself. Hashem says, I don't want to have anything to do with them. Zero. Like the Ramban says in his letter, Shekol HaMizgah Bilibo Alabrius Moreid Hu B'malchu Shemayim. Someone who thinks that he's the bee's knees. The bee's knees, and he's, or she's the greatest, or she's the prettiest, or he's the best Talmud Chacham, or this or that. Hashem says, I want nothing to do with that person. So Mirza, if you're going to tell me at the end of the day that humility is good and gaiva is bad, yes, gaiva is bad, but there's a certain type of gaiva, a certain type of arrogance that is good. That is good. And everyone just got okay. Mirzav, what did you just do? You just told me that Yetzer Tov is Anava, Yetzer Hara is Gaiva. Hashem says, I can't live with the Gaiva, the good person. But Rav Simon is going to teach us, and this is actually in the opening, Sukkim to the Parsha, that there's something, a Gaiva that's good. And there's something, a concept called Gaiva de Kedusha. An arrogance that's for holiness. Not thinking that you're better than the Alpha Folk girls and they're playing some crazy rap song that I don't even know what they're singing. Some of the songs by the pit I was enjoying, it brought me back to my high school days. Some that I was just like, okay, I not for me. To get out of bed in the morning when you're tired after a 3-day trip, that requires something called Gaiva de Kedusha. To get, to get your kids to go to these Yom Yisrael, it's not just because it's your job. You want them to appreciate Eretz Yisrael. You want them to appreciate. That's Gaiva de Kedusha. Not thinking that you're better at them, but because you believe in the cause. You believe in the concept. Not because of you, because you believe in the concept. Let's look. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let Rav Simon talk. Baram, the second paragraph on the bottom. Baram Yalcha Imzos. Lamara Shemidas Agavim Gurim Yoser. Midas Anava Chavivim. Chavim Mikos. We see at the end of the day that humility is great. And Gaiva is Maguna. Maguna means disgusting. That's why I underline that line. It's a good word to know. Maguna. It's pasnish. It's not for us. Yesh Lefamim Shetzarech Lahafich Samida. Sometimes we have to make that midah and use it and to mahapich it. How do you say opposite in Hebrew, in a verb? Opposite. To use it. Reverse. Like the dance? No. Reverse. No, okay. L'kaim is ma'amer kosov. La'yik ba'liba b'darach Hashem is a positive to divar yamim, that a person has to strengthen his heart in Hashem's ways. Kilomar kasher mis'askim b'darach Hashem isbarach. B'tor v'til avaros Hashem. It's not a time to start being humble. You have to get up in the morning. It's a time you have to tell the girls, to be a little more, maybe a little more tznius, in a very sensitive and kind way. And you believe in the cause, not because you think you're better than them. Because then humility can hold yourself back. I want to be humble. I don't want to say anything to girls. I want to be sensitive. And everything has to be. It has to be an individual case. You're realizing you're working for Hashem and not for yourself. He says, no. Take your humility, but also take your ability. Your humility, and ability. Good rhyme. Gaiva. Bad gaiva. I'm working. At the end of the day, to work it, because it's not about you. It's about the concept. If you want the kids to be into Shabbos, you have to be into Shabbos. But if you're not feeling it and you try to force yourself to feel it, that's the minga gaiva de kedusha. It's not about you. It's about the concept. I think it's better. I'm going to be able to say this a little better on page 2. Page 2, he says it a little more clearly. And this is from the opening pasuk to the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Re'enochi, second line, Re'enochi, Nosen Lechanoch, Hayom, Brocha, Klala. Moshe said, today, I stand before you today with blessing and with curses. And he says, if you look at it, Kvar Dittigu Kamay Amor, what's this word Anochi? Just believe Re'ei Nosi Alecha Yimab. Today I'm going to give you Bracha and Klala. What's this word Anochi doing over here? That's question one. We're going to do a little question one, question two. Question one, Rav Simon brings down, is why is it the word Anochi? It seems to be extra, extraneous, extra. Gam Lama, second question. Gam Lama Amor Ra'a B'Loshen Yachid. Shekin Kol HaParsha Kula B'Loshen Rabim. Second question he asks, is Re'e is the lashon of singular. It should say Ra'inu. The rest of the Parsha and the rest of the Psukim all talk about in a plural sense. If we're going to get grammatical here, didn't do well in my first Hebrew class in YU. I took a semester off. I think I talked about that here. This is my session. I'm talking to you guys about my YU experiences. I didn't do too well. Took a session off. But at the end of the day, I did better the third session. Kaiva again. But at the end of the day, Anochi is singular. Why? And the question one, why is there Anochi? It seems to be extra. Just say, Re'e Nochi. No sin. What's Anochi doing there? And the second question, is why isn't it Lashon Yachid? So he writes from the Or Chaim HaKadosh, whose Yartzeh was just last month. And he says such an incredible idea. When we serve Hashem, especially in high school, I always had this thought. Why does Hashem care about my Shemona Esrei? Everybody else is davening. Why does Hashem care about me? Everyone else is doing the right thing. Someone else is doing the chesed. when it comes to Avodas Hashem, we have to feel like we're the only person. It's only us. Like the Gemara says, we have to view the entire world as 50-50. The Gemara, I think, is in Sanhedrin. Gemara says that we have to view half the world is punishable. That's not a word. Or basically, half the world is worthy of being destroyed, and half the world is being worthy of being given reward. And our actions can tip the scale. You live your life like that, it's a little bit scary, but it's also very empowering. Gives you a lot of responsibility, and I think it gives us a little bit of a hint of how important every action and every word that comes out of our mouths is. Look at the second paragraph here. Says the Rambam, writes in a tshuva, that a person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, not Moshe Rabbeinu himself, but anyone could be like him. Kol habali, skipping a few words, kol habali, karav l'avodas hakodesh, avodas Hashem, and anyone who comes with a sincere yearning and a closeness to want to be close to Hashem and in avodas Hashem, lo yarichen atzam imash and lamatam yem, not looking down, v'yibeinan atzam ki kvar matzah yadam, not looking at themselves as someone that's not worthy. No. You have to view yourself to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. To be like Moshe Rabbeinu, to Rei Anochi. Moshe is telling us, says the Ruach Haim, to be Anochi. To view yourself as important. To view your Avodas Hashem as Hashem loves your davening. And He can't wait to hear your Amoda Ani. He can't wait to see your Nizmiros on Shabbos. He can't wait to see you go talk to the campers and to really to try to connect to them. To view you like you're the Yachid and the only one. U'mash Amar Lashon Yachid. U'lai Shelo Amar Remez Azet. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, and Rav Simon flushes it out in the next paragraph. Basically, at the end of the day, we have to view, every single one of us have to view ourselves as a Moshe Rabbeinu. As a Moshe Rabbeinu, as being responsible, as being, but also being very empowering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not viewing ourselves as down, but viewing ourselves dafka the opposite. For here in this world, on August 5th, 2021, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. And He believes in our mission. He believes in our neshama. And we said this, I think, one of the first few weeks. Mo'da'ani lefanacha. I think I'm taking this from my wife, but you'll pretend like you didn't hear in our jobs. Mo'da'ani lefanacha melechai v'kayam shalach hazar tibi nishmasi b'chem l'rabba b'u nasecha. B'chem l'rabba HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our right. Thank you Hashem for giving my neshama back. And I believe in your great compassion and your emuna. Rav Pinkus says, your emuna. Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in every single one of us. Rabba emuna secha. Your great emuna in us. If Hashem believes in us, then we have to believe in ourselves. To believe in our ability. So yes, there's a very important midah called anava. A very important midah of humility. There's also, on the flip side, if there's a kid being bullied, or if the Shabbos table is not going in the Shabbos the way that you want it, there's a way to, obviously with midos and sensitivity, but there's something called a gadda d'kedusha. There's something called of standing up and saying, you know what? Let's change the topic. We don't need to talk about lashon hara at the table. Oh, you're going to be the firm one, this and that. The Chavetz Chaim, I didn't print it because I wanted to give you the last page over here because it says Yartzei today, the Tavshir Rebbe's Yartzei. But he says, the Chavetz Chaim, think about if you're a businessman. If you're a businesswoman or businessman, you're doing anything and everything you can to be able to do to make money. Chavetz Chaim writes this in a sefer called Torah Sabayis. Highly recommend it. It's another one. Putting it on the list. Torah Sabayis, one of his more famous svarim. Talks about the importance of Liman HaTorah, living Torah, learning Torah. Torah Sabayis. God in my Shana Aleph. I know it because my Israeli chavrusa gave me a little inscription. You know, you always have those. Your chavrusas get you a sefer at the end of the year. Anyone knows what I'm talking about? And you have to figure out like what to get. Does she have it already? It's a whole thing. You have to sneak into their makom and ask their roommate and ask their mother, the cousin's father, whatever. It's a whole thing. I didn't have it. I was very happy that he got it for me. So he writes to Chavetz Chaim, just like every business person would do anything and everything to make another dollar, so too we have to view our Avodas Hashem like that. We have to view our Avodas Hashem then anything and everything. We're not just saying, okay, you know what, I daven, and I'm very happy that I daven this morning. But what's going to be with my mincha? I'm going on the trip today, when am I davening? And I don't have to make it a big deal and ask Gabby and making sure the kids daven, because it could be personal. If Gabby says, personal. But at the end of the day, if you're a person that davens mincha every day, You have to go run and put it on your Instagram status, or that your WhatsApp status, your Instagram, whatever. I'm not holding in the lingo. But at the end of the day, if you feel something important to you, a guy with the kedusha is that you're not waiting until 3:25 to daven mincha. 3:30, your job is to make sure the chevra gets going. But at the end of the day, Gavi Kedusha would be, okay, 3 o'clock, I'm going to go down mincha because I'm a person who daven's mincha. That's who I am. That's not a time to be humble. Oh, maybe I should be with the kids. No. There's a time to be with the kids. The time to daven, I'm also going to focus. It's a very hard balance when you're a counselor. Everyone knows this balance is very hard. The whole year, you're only worrying about yourself and your own growth. You probably should have done this year at the beginning of the summer, but it's also good for the last 2 weeks. It's so easy just to say, you know what, let me be with the kids, and there's also time that I'm going to come at 11:15 to shir. I don't know Mrs. Hakaz or Otar or whatever, and I'm preaching to the choir because you guys are here, and not looking down at the kids who are at the pizza shop or over there, or at Oel Avram, that's what it's called. That's great, amazing, good, and they're doing what they have to be doing. But if you guys feel, and again, I'm giving you guys credit because the fact that you guys are here just shows that you have that spark. You realize, no, this year this week, Ms. Hacker just said, no, maybe just skip a week. No, we don't skip weeks. We're here, we're going to make time, we're going to figure it out, and that's it. That was me just like trying to a little bit. We have a shir a week, and we're going to try to learn. So humility, yes, but something called Gavad Kedusha, with sensitivity, and with midos, and with care. It's very easy to be. When you go home, Shanaf, I had this every seminary, every keep it off aim. It's very important, especially when you go home. If parents do something different, don't start asking questions about the lettuce and the pans and this and that. You want to run your house differently? Great. But you're going to start, your parents are going to, I remember, they said, you're going to start asking questions on your mother. They're going to say, like, that's what they taught you for 7 months in seminary, to start asking me questions. Again, everything with sensitivity and with kindness. But at the end, there's something called Gavad Kedusha. When it comes to your own personal Avodas Hashem, you're able to get up there and be able to do what's right. And this is what he says over here. We're running out of time, so let's move. HaBracha V'Haklala. He quotes a very, very famous Hasidic savior called the Baal Mor V'Shemesh. Mor V'Shemesh is one of the contemporaries, I believe, the Noam HaMelech. He says the following. The same question. Yesh L'Gdatik, Lama Omer, on the bottom of page 2. Lama Omer Lashon Anochi, V'lo Omer Ani, no sin, O Hineni, no sin. So this is a different question. Usually in the Torah it says Ani. What's this Anochi? Anochi? I only know one other Anochi. It's Anochi Hashem Alkecha. So he quotes one of the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yechon Michal Zlatshev. We'll say this outside, going at the top of page 3. We'll say this outside. He says, we said this earlier on Parshas Vaschanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that there's one Midah that stands between me and you, and that's called the Anochi. The Anochi, the one, the ego. Anochi on the top of page 3. Anochi omed ben Hashem v'neichem. Shemisha mechashiv is atzmo leyeshu mispar b'libo lemor shagil ezemayla b'limur. Someone who thinks that, look at me, look at my learning, look at my growth. That is anochi omed. That is the fence. That is the barrier. That's the mechita that's holding me back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh anochi ma she'odem machzik atzmo leyesh b'ezeh dover. Zehu omed ben Hashem v'neichem. That is the thing that holds a person back. Mirzov, he just told me that it's bad. Then you told me that it's good, and now I'm telling you that it's bad again. What's going on over here? He was like looking at me like, what are you doing? Says the Mor V'Shemesh, it's all subjective. It's all about how you use your Anochi. Your Anochi could be a bracha, your Anochi could be a klala. So let's read it back in the Pasuk. Anochi, where's the Pasuk? Right over here. Right, the third paragraph. V'zer Amr Re'e Anochi, Perish. Masha Adam Machzik. This is the, if you pay attention to anything, listen to the next 60 seconds. How a person views himself or herself as something. That is what I give to you. That could be a bracha, that could be a blessing, and that could be a klala. You could be an arrogant person and use it for your gaiva for bad, and that's a klala. Or you could use the anochi, right? Anochi is the code word for yourself, for gaiva, for arrogance for good, arrogance for bad. Second line. I'm going to make a bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a good thing. Don't feel bad that you're going to make a bracha in front of other people. No, exactly. That's Gavad Kedusha. As you vorach be bracha. If you don't make a bracha, so you don't want, oh, you got to be relatable to the kids. No, that's a klal. So read it back to the pasuk now. The pasuk on the right-hand side. Re'ei, says the more of a shemesh. Anochi is not just referring to the eye. It's referring to how you use your eye. It could be lifnechem hayom bracha. It could be a bracha when you use it for Hashem, when you use it for spreading Hashem's name throughout the world, through brachas, through tznias, through kedusha, through davening, through Shabbos, through whatever it is, Elul, spreading the message of Elul, spreading not the fear of Elul, but spreading the love of Elul, that I need to do that I'm cutting Elul, HaMelech Basara, that Hashem believes in us and He cares for us, spreading that message, that's a bracha. But if you use Rei Anochi, if you use it not to do something, or to be passive in your avodas Hashem, then it's a klala. Then it's not about yourself. I probably should have just started with this vort, the more of a shemesh. So just review. The Ruach Chaim says two questions. The Ruach Chaim said, why is the Anochi in singular? And then he says, why did he use the word Anochi? And he says at the end of the day, the Ruach Chaim tells us, is that every single person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Every person can attain Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not his level of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Because the Rambam says nobody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But when a person has that she'ifa, when a person has that yearning to be close like to Hashem, then he could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Then he could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the more of Hashem, it says, why Anochi? Why just say Ani? Because Anochi is the pasuk they use in Vaschanan. When the pasuk says, Anochi Omid Ben Hashem V'neichem, I stand before, Moshe says, simple explanation, I stand before you and Hashem. The Rechim Mechel Zacha says, no, this is Rav Gad right now, Rav Gad. Going quick. At the end of the day, the Anochi stands between me and you and Hashem. So Tehila and everyone else, like, good or bad? It's all about how you use it. Re'ei says more of a Shemesh. Anochi could be good, it could be bad. If you use it for Hashem, not for yourself, use it for smears, if you use it for Kedusha, if you use it for good things, with sensitivity. I'm going to say this again, with sensitivity, with not Chas V'Shalom, people thinking that you're better than them and you're Shana Aleph, and it's a whole thing, and everyone's looking at those Shashan. Oh, she just got back from Eretz Yisrael. She thinks she's better than everyone else. It's a target. I don't know why everyone, like, if my kid's firmer than me, I'll be like the happiest person in the entire world. I'm not sure why in our world it's like, oh, it's like the opposite. Anyone's parents who are proud about that, I hope to talk, hope to be on like that one day, Bez Hashem. But says the more of a Shemesh, at the end of the day, it could be a bracha, it could be a klala. It's all about how you use your Anochi. Re'ei Anochi, no sin lef nechai bracha klala. My wife's grandfather. He had every reason to throw in the towel after the war. Every reason to throw in the towel. Lost his entire family. 13 years old. Remembered everything. 14 years old, whatever. And he came to America and said, and doubled down. And I'm not blaming Chas V'Shalom, any survivor who left Judaism, Yiddishkeit. We have no idea what they went through. But for someone who was able to come and very much involved in Yeshiva Gedol in the Five Towns, I'm sure people have heard of that, and other, Shar Yashiv is very involved in. And to really be involved in Torah and something, that's not a time to be humble. That's a time to say, you know what? I saw destruction. I saw Gehenna in this world, but I know down deep that Hashem loves me. I don't understand how. I don't understand why. And it's okay to have my wife's grandmother always asked why. And as I said on Tisha B'Av, I always asked her, how did you survive? And she always said one word. With Alzheimer's. What did she always said? The Eibishter. Eibishter. And then she always made fun of my Rachel about wearing a sheitel and always telling her, like, why do you wear that thing? But down deep, get to her pintel in the shama, pintel yid, is always the Eibishter. Always the Eibishter. That's Kaiv the Kedusha. That's not caring but what the rest of the world thinks, or what the rest of her family thought, or what the rest of what everyone else thought. That's using your Anochi. And I think this is Elul, page 4. This is Elul. Today is the art side of the Tashi Rebbe. I'm giving you one more bucket list. Tosher Rebbe by Yisrael Besser. It's an article you get on Amazon. Tosher Rebbe. T-O-S-H-E-R. T-O-S-H-E-R. Rebbe, it's an article. It's $25. Jonah Tripp has it. If you want to borrow it from him, he's got it. Because I told him about it. But not because of me. I had it and I heard it from other people. It's excellent. Again, it's not one of those biographies that make you feel bad about yourself. It actually makes you feel good. Because it's written by Yisrael Besser. Yisrael Besser is the great author. So today, here's your site, the Tashi Rebbe. Tremendous tzaddik, Montreal. Half of Montreal is only from because of him. I have 3 minutes. Is that okay? Because you guys came in three, four minutes. Good. So one of his svarim is dedicated to talking about your sites. So I thought it'd be appropriate to talk about He's always talking about Yahrzeit. Motzei Shabbos, he's always talking about stories of tzaddikim. So I'm going to talk about a Yahrzeit, and specifically his Yahrzeit, or try to connect it. He says, Suchuso Hagado Yagan Aleinu Shenizke Lech Bedrachav. He's talking about certain tzaddikim that we should be zochah to go on their ways. When it's a person's Yahrzeit, specifically my wife's grandfather, or even the Tashi Rebbe's Yahrzeit, which is today. People think in our world that a Yahrzeit is a sad day. Yes, it's a sad, but it's a very, very special day. It's a very holy day. Her person's Shema goes up and up and up in Shemaim. And he gives a tefillah. Yiratzon sheyagen aleinu zechusto shenizke listabet midas emes. We should be careful with the midah of emes, and we should be careful with the midah of anava. And he says that at the end of the day, we should be careful, make sure to not be balei gaiva. But then he throws in a thing, the second arrow over there. Ki yodeya Hashem derech tzadikim. Yodeya, Chadosh Baruch Hu knows the ways of tzadikim. Yodeya, who's lashon ahava. And Rashi explains that pasuk in Bereishis Yudches Yutes. That at the end of the day, Yodea doesn't just mean to know. Yodea means to love. Right? The pasuk says by Adam Yada is Chava. So Rashi says Yada doesn't mean that he knew her; is that they were together. He loved her. This is what it means. Hashem knows the ways of tzaddikim. Chadosh Baruch Hu always is darchei tzaddikim. Chadosh Baruch Hu loves the ways of tzaddikim. Chadosh Baruch Hu loves the ways of the tzaddikim that they're able to be able to yes be. Tremendous, tremendous Bali Anova. I'm in the middle of the car of Shechter, and he says he doesn't know a certain thing, and there's a certain question. He knows everything else. You have to be a very, very special tzaddik to be had the midah of Anova. But when it comes down to it, Rav Shechter is making those psaks about COVID and hearing shofar, or hearing the Megillah on the phone, or having Rabbi Goldberg walk around Boca with a phone during Pesach. Rabbi Goldberg didn't decide that. You know who decided that? Rav Shechter decided that there were certain people that were not mentally well, that if they needed, or if they were alone at their Seder, they needed to be speak to someone. That is called Gaiva de Kedusha. Rav Shechter put Klai Yisrael on his back. And not only Rav Shechter, all the Gedolim did that over the past year and year and a half. To be able to do that, it's not a time to be humble. It's a time to have Re'e Anochi Nosin V'necham Yom Bachel Klal. It's a time that I'm going to use my Anochi, not as a Klala. Now look at me. It's a time. It's a time for action. Rav Shechter understood that, and I think that's what El is all about. El is understanding. Ani li dodi vidodi li. I saw it from the Svarim, and I'll end off with this idea, right? El says, "Ani li dodi vidodi li." Everyone knows that. It's like the third grade thing. I know my beloved, my beloved is to me. But the Svarim say, if my ani is the dodi, if my ego. Is focused on Hashem, not just saying it in a humble way, but I'm doing it for Hashem, then the Dodi Li, and then a Kaddish Baruch is going to be for me. But my oneness is not going to come from me. It's not about me. It's about I'm solely focused on His mission. I'm solely focusing about His purpose, on His Shabbos. Not about me. I'm the facilitator. I'm the Shliach. I'm just the messenger. Then a Kaddish Baruch says, oh, the Dodi Li, you get it. It's not about you. It's about working as a team effort. I think that's what El is all about. El is all about realizing how much Hashem loves us. But to understand that it's all about our pursuit. It's all about realizing our desire for greatness and our desire for learning. I think my wife's going to talk about this over Shabbos. And that is the desire of never stopping to grow. Because that's really what it is. Sometimes we become Shana off and Shana bed, get back to college. Growing never stops. A flame never stops to go. As soon as the flame stops, it's over. A Jew has to continually going on. Because we're not going up, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says you're going down. Hashem should bless us now as we're literally minutes away from Elul. Motzei Shabbos, I think it's Elul. Mamish minutes away from Shabbos Mevarchem Elul. And today Yahrzeit being my wife's grandfather and the Tashi Rebbe. People, Mamish, who saw tremendous destruction, but that they decided to be able to go on. It wasn't a time to be humble. It was a time to be able to go strong and go forward. Shabbos Zochem Eretz Hashem to take that message. A message of God with the Kedusha, and again, with midos, with sensitivity, but to realize that the way we view our lives, Re'ei Anochi, Nosen Lechem Bracha Klala, we should be to use the Anochi for Bracha, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we'll be Zoch Be'ez Hashem to spread Kavod Shemaim, spread His name throughout the world, and please God, have Tishrei in Yerushalayim. Thank you, everyone. Shabbos. Good Chodesh.